Irish, are you?
Yeah.
Hi, yeah. Who is it? I can't really see us. You right? What, girls and boys, is it? Aye, aye, yeah. Where in Ireland are you from?
That could have been fucking Dublin.
It sounded like you said curry to me. And I thought, curry's not a place. Just got starving halfway through. It's curry! Oh, my. You just over for the weekend, Ayers? Feel like there's a fucking language barrier. Are you just staying for the weekend?
Yeah.
We were out of ginger heads and curry, though.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I didn't ask, like, but... Just felt that he... Why do you want me to come over? Just blend into me natural population. Like you have a habitat for us, isn't it? Loads of ginger people, like, repopulating. Shagging like pandas, isn't it? I love it. In Korean Island, it's just a ginger reserve. This is the ginger. It's an endangered species. What you do, Irish man? Yeah, mum. So,
this most scouse fella in the middle was fucking takes drugs, lad.
Were you that confident when you said the ginger thing? And I went, what are you doing? You went, oh, it's
just nothing. Just drinking that.
It's all right, mate. What's your name? Lovely Irish man. I feel like you don't want to fucking talk to me, mate. Which is weird, because you all started shouting at me. Irish girl, what's your name?
Mary.
Of course it is. I could have guessed. Hello, I'm Mary. Hello. I love Irish people, man. It's great. Where are you staying, Mary? I don't think you're fucking Irish at all. I feel like you've gone down a road and you've gone, hey, pretend we're Irish, and now he's got, shit, I wasn't expecting this many follow-up questions. We're all from fucking not a screen. Mary's going, I can only say hello, and hello, I'm Mary in Irish.
This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Hole from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Bears, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back.
There you go. That was, of course, it was the Alman Betts Band and a song called All Night. Yes, it is, of course, Liam Burke on the Liam Burke Show with the St. Patrick's Week. St. Patrick's Week show. Just let me throw that in the background. And yes, of course, I've got that. And it is St. Patrick's Weekend, a week as we all Irish drink everything and we celebrate everything Irish all over this wonderful world. And you can join in too if you want. So I do hope wherever you are will be green and it'll be enjoyable. Anyway, I played the Alman Betts band because next week I'm thinking of doing a Southern Rock show with a lot of great bands that's out there. The Blackberry Smoke, the Alman Betts band. We have the Cadillac 3. We have so many good bands out there, new stuff. And we're going to play them for you throughout next week. But I just thought this week I'm going to start off the show with the Alman Betts band and finish off the show. And that track there was the All Night. So do check it out and check them out on YouTube. There's a fans page on Faceache. It's the Irish fans page of the Alman. Well, it's called the Alman Betts Band Irish Fan Club or fan page. So do check it out on YouTube and let's spread the word. Let's bring these guys over. Let's make it a fantastic. And then before that, you had Paul Smith with Fake Irish. And then also, what else have we got for you? Yes, loads of Irish, and I'm doing a kind of a locals again, and there's a lot of local bands that will be played throughout the show. Apart from the guys from the Alman Betts band, we will be playing a lot of the local Irish stuff that I know over the years and that I've got to lucky enough to see over the years. And one of them bands was Mr. Des Murphy, who's constantly listening to the show. Thanks, Des, and it's great that you're spreading the word. Des and everyone down in McKenna's Bar in Monaghan do a fantastic, even though, to my shame, I haven't been down on a Friday night yet, but they play below the last Friday of every month. They play in McKenna's Bar in Monaghan Town. So if you're about, why not go in, check them out, and say, the old bollocks that is, Liam Burke sent me down. And that is, of course, Des Murphy will be only too delighted to have you down there. Not really, Desi. And I've got Melting Pot coming up. I've Brendan McCatty coming up. I have got Blackbird and Crow. I have so much more coming up throughout the show. So stick around for the next couple of hours and you wouldn't know what kind of shenanigans. And as you heard Paul Smith talking about Fake Irish at the beginning of the show there. So it'll be all kind of St. Patrick's-esque, if you like, for this week's show. Anyway, here is the Melting Pot, and here is if I could just read it here. Oh yes, the last time I would do my best to try and read the stuff. I think my eyesight's gone on this Patrick's Day, or maybe I'm just drinking before that. Anyway, here is Melting Pot with The Last Time. Should be easy. Yeah, there you go. That was Melty Pot and The Last Time. And the lads are down from in around the Cavan area. And it's fantastic to play Tony and the boys always on the show. It's awesome. And lots more beside coming up as well. And I did tell you, I have another Alman Betts band song to finish off the show this week, which will be fantastic. More comedy, some in the lines of some Irish stuff. Brendan McCahey as well. I have Blackbird and Crow. I have Des Murphy. I have lots more to come throughout the show. So do stick around for the next couple of hours. And also, nearly forgetting Altered Lines. And I have Roy Shields from the album Big Kiss. And I have a track coming up from Roy very shortly. And the boys as well. And I want to play a song that Brendan McCahey, when he won, I didn't play him the last one when we done the last show, the last Irish Locals. And Brendan's a fantastic musician. This is was him on The Late Late Show many moons ago. And I'm just trying to think, what was the... It was here somewhere. Oh yes, Sweet Love is what the song was. And this is Brendan on... Is it Sweet Love? No, I'll just have to double check that. But Brendan won The Voice of Ireland on a while back. And this is... this is the track, and I just can't seem to find out where the track is. Anyway, I'm going to play Brendan McCahey because I missed out on him the last time. Here is Brendan and live on The Late Late Show.
To see you acting funny, I never want to see you down. I want for you to be so happy, 'cause I know these are troubled times. For us to be open and for something to be more, let me be just what you wanted. Don't you want to fall in love? Sweet love. Sweet love. This love. Heard you on that record, it sounded so sweet, and now I see you in person, it's different so deep, but I feel just like you. Tangled just like you, it's true, I'm blue in love, real love, this love. This is not true. This is not true.
There you go, that was Roy Shields and Hang the Moon, and that is from the album Big Kiss, if you are looking to check it out. Roy has been fantastic over the last number of years, always sending me stuff in that I can play along, and it's fantastic, great stuff, and it's encouraged others to send in stuff as well. And with that other stuff that's been sent in, Altered Lions were another band that sent in stuff to me, and I've got their track coming up. They have new stuff, I think, are in the process of making new stuff, and I will get my hands on that as well. So hopefully over the next while we'll have that too. So that'll be great to have it here on the Liam Burke Show. And also, I've got, what else have I got for you? Oh yes, if you want to get in contact with me, maybe give me a list of songs like Lisa Mullen did all the way over in Fife, you can let me know through guitarstony@1969@gmail.com. you get me at liamburkshow.com, you get Faceache, Spotify, Castbox, Instagram, all them places you can let me know, and maybe suggest your list of songs, same way as Des Morphy did as well. And what yes, any music you've got, any classic rock or blues rock or jam rock or grunge or anything you'd like me to play, why not get me at any of them places, and I'll do my best to play it for you. But in the meantime, I'm going to keep rolling on with the songs. I have a track now from Blackbird and Crow, and it is a song called The Mexican.
Gentle hands, I melted in your arms. I don't think they took the time to understand the Mexican. Brown-skinned man, soft-skinned man, with your gentle hands I melted in your arms. I don't think they took the time to understand the Mexican. Thank you.
brown-skinned man, soft-skinned man, soft brown eyes. They traveled far and wide, but I've yet to find a gentler love than the love of the Mexican. Mexican, oh, 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 the Mexican.
Yeah, there you go. That was Blackbird and Crow with the Mexican, and yes, this is part of our kind of locals only on the St. Patrick's Week, the show that is in it for you out there. No matter where you are celebrating, I hope you're celebrating in style in Paddy's Week. And a lot of people say from America, from Canada, say St. Patty's, P-A-T-T-Y-S. It's not, it's St. Patty's. I think they just do it to piss everyone off, but I'll keep it a secret. Now, anyway, it's time for some more comedy, and this time, I know this is Christmas, a Christmas-esque song. Not really Christmas-esque, it is around the Christmas done. But it was it's a snowman, and it's done in a Cork style. So it's, you got to listen out for it. It's pretty funny. And this is, the comedy this week is going to be a little bit all over the place, but it'll be great music to match it. Here.
The music.
I am absolutely loving it.
Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages!
Oh, fucking bit. 8 hours. Is that snow? Is it snowing? Oh, nice one. No school? Do you want to build a snowman? Fucking right I do. Woohoo! Right, I'm with the jumper. Oh, where are my pens? Oh, fuck that, no, no time for the jocks. Oh, nice one. Woohoo! Snow day. How's the fodder? How's it going? All right, ma'am. Sorry, now you've no shoes on. Put on your shoes, you dope. Think I made the money paying €60 to bring you to the doctor when you're dying of pneumonia? No. What am I after rearing? I get the mother now with a snowball. Oh, shit, it's going to hit the window. I'm dead. Break my window now and I'll break your jaw. Fuck off, you gormy. It's sick, like, Shav's giving out to me, like. That's coming on nicely, Nola. Smoothing that out there. Come in for your dinner! You're beautiful now. I think I'll call you George. It's bedtime. Come away from that snowman. Get in. Way past your bedtime. Put on your jammies. Margaret, why can't we get a fucking toaster like everyone else? Fuck's sake, get away from the window! How many times do I tell you put on your pyjamas, you're going round half naked? You get a chill in your kidneys now, that's all, you're short of kidney infection as well. Go on, good night, you little shit. I don't know, it's George, alright. Fucking hell, it's Baltic. Oh, go back in now and just get a hotter upper. Oh, I can't sleep, should God love us, poor George. Oh, fuck. He looks alright anyway. Go on. Oh, 12 o'clock. I'm going to be killed if they find out I'm up. I'll go back to bed. What's that? Oh, Jesus Christ. George is alive. Oh, fucking hell, me nerves. Oh, what the fuck? That's my dad's bike now, George. Yeah, it's Honda 50. Chicken chaser, they used to call it, like. Do you like it? But George, what are you doing? George, don't. My dad will bait the head off me now if you take that bike. Don't, George. Don't do it. Oh, go on, so fuck it. Come here, you never pick. Go on, go on, it's Christmas, sure. Go on, give us a spin. Go on. Oh, George, have you a license? Do you even know how to drive one of these? Mind the bunnies, mind the bunnies, mind the bunnies. Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm going to get the gawks. Me nerves now can't take this. George, George, what are you doing? Slow down, boy, you're going too fast. George, you're going too fast. I can't keep up. George, You're not listening to me, for fuck's sake. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh. Oh, Jesus, George, me nerves. Oh, George, hang on to me, boy. I'm going to style myself. Oh, fuck it. Who are these fellas? George, stranger danger. Oh, fucking hell. That's Sharon's house. Look at her, la. I asked her for the shift once. She says, no, boy, you'll never amount to nothing. Look at her, la. Ha? Fuck you, bitch. I'm flying now. Ha? How'd you like them apples? I don't know about this now, George. Me mama always told me don't be going away with strange fellas, especially not into the woods, like. Where are we going? Where are you taking me? Oh, this place is giving me the creeps. What's going on here? What the fuck? Who are them, George? Your family! Hi! How are ye? Oh, class, we're having a party. George, thanks for bringing me to this. Don't bother trying to beat me in a dance-off, boy. I did Irish dancing in school for 6 years. You've nothing on me. Bring it on. I dare ya. Want to see what I got? Woohoo! Right, we're off again now. School in the morning. Oh, George, what a laugh. What a great night, boy. Come here, George. The flying is a piece of piss, really, isn't it? Piece of piss. Look at me, la. Two arms out. No, I couldn't give a shit. Oh, honest to God, no, George. What a night, boy. The great night. You coming in for tea, no? Cup of coffee or anything? No? All right, go on. I'll talk to you later, so. George. Come here. I have to give you a hug now. I have to. I had a great night now, honest to God. Come on, bring it in, big guy. Oh. Do you know what, George? We've a right bromance going on now, you and me, don't we? I'll talk to you later. Bye, George. Oh, can't bait the bed. Fucking bait. Oh, so refreshed after that nap. I'll go out now and see George. Might get some other notes trying to fry for him. Try an extra sausage there, ma'am. I'm just bringing George in. Thanks. What? George? George?
She goes.
get that there. Oh, there we go. That was, of course, it was the Altered Lines. And Kevin sent me that song for the last time. It was first time is what it's called, not last time. And Kevin sent me that a while back. And I'm hoping to get the new music in from Kevin and the boys in Altered Lines. And wish them very, very good success for the rest of this year and keep moving on. And same with Roy Shields. Roy is an absolute gent when it comes to sending me music. He sent me an album many, many years ago when I was on Dundalk FM. Speaking of which, you can get me on Dundalk FM in the next while. Well, it'll take me over the summer. It'll be Alpha Beats and 100 Years of Rock, 100 Years of Music. And I'll be doing 2 one-hour shows. So do check it out on Dundalk FM. I'll let you know in plenty of time. Anyway, yes, lots more come on this Patrick's Day. You don't know what kind of stuff you're going to hear on this day. It could be just anything. Something like this from Mr. Jim Carbon and Acoustic Breaks. Jim and the boys are always up in, well, they live up in Ballyshannon, outside Ballyshannon. And Jim had this album out last year. And it's Jim Carbon and Acoustic Breaks. Long time coming. And here's a track from it. It's called Going Nowhere Man.
Feel like I was walking back to you. Feel like I was dreaming about you. But the wind was high and baby, moon was low. And I thought to myself, now, where can I go?
Looking yorks.
I don't know what.
Elephants.
Elephants.
Yeah, right. Stupid looking yorks.
You are an elephant.
Stop. Huh?
You're an elephant.
Stop. I saw. No, you're having me on, Aita. Huh?
I'm not.
You're a right black girl, huh?
You're an elephant.
Ah, Willow, stop!
What do you think you are, sir?
A fish.
A fish? You think you're a fish? Why do you think you're a fish?
Shall I love the water?
Are you completely stupid or what? That doesn't make you a fish. And look at the fucking size of you.
Shall I die only telling you the truth? I love the water, so I has to be a fish.
You're not a fucking fish! Jesus! I forgot. I can't be talking to you anymore. Stupid fucking elephant.
Fuck him anyway. I'm going for a swim.
To get to heaven, take the stairway. To get to hell, take the highway. Get to Clarksville. Take the last train.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can leave.
No need to ask for directions when you want to listen to the Liam Burke Show.
There you go, that was Celtis and that strange day in the country, especially since we're celebrating Patrick's Day. And the funny part about it is that it's supposed to be cancelled. So next Tuesday there may be nobody around the country because a lot of stuff is being cancelled. My son had his graduation next Thursday and it's cancelled because of the coronavirus. So I do hope that it's not going to affect you, but they're talking about closing off borders and not letting any more into the country and not celebrating the Patrick's Day because big crowds together and all that carry on. Actually, speaking of which, just funny enough on the coronavirus, I was listening to Australian radio and they were allowing people to travel in and out of Canada, USA, and where else was it? Oh yes, New Zealand. But since there the other day, they've decided to shut the borders with Canada and the USA as well. And the only place you can travel in and out of for Australia is New Zealand. So there you go. So Ireland may well have the borders closed coming this St. Patrick's Day. So it could close off a lot to do with Patrick's Day. Anyway, we'll just have to wait and see. But either way, we can still sit down, have a few beers and enjoy St. Patrick's Day if you really want it. There's Tommy getting ahead of himself. I just want to play this little piece from Tommy Tiernan on St. Patrick's Day and Lent.
You need a drink. Irish people do. When things are getting serious, it's when you need a drink the most. It's why we put St. Patrick's Day in the middle of Lent. That wasn't a fluke. That's pure Celtic genius. We knew there was no way we were going to go 40 days and 40 nights on pancakes. We'd need a half time during Ramadan, so we would. On St. Patrick's Day, Jesus himself comes out of the desert, Mother of God. Is there any chance of a pint, is there? The devil is driving me demented. It's question after question. He is relentless, so he is. Pint of Guinness, please, Seamus, thanks. What's that? I'd love to judge the parade.
Respecting now, flames away.
there you go. That was Blackwater Conspiracy with All Wired Wrong. And yes, next week I'm thinking I'll do a Southern Rock show, putting in the boys from the Allman Betts band. Blackwater Conspiracy as well. They could go in there too. The Cadillac 3, Blackberry Smoke. You have so many more bands out there. Some great stuff out there. So do, if you want to, get in contact with me. Let me know. And let me know on leanbookshow.com, guitarstoney1969@gmail.com. You get me on Facebook, Spotify, Castbox, Instagram, all them places. And do let me know. Some great bands still to come out of that too. Speaking of great bands, what about this man? I haven't played Paul for a while. Here is Paul McCann with Keep the Devil Within.
Free.
There you go. That was Mr. Paul McCann and Keep the Devil Within. That was Paul's another great man up around the Cavan area as well, up around where Dez and Tony and the boys are Melting Pot are. And here is another great band, a band that over the last number of years I've been last year I only found out about, but I normally would play Burn It Down, but I won't play Burn It Down this time. I'm going to play Moonlight from Aviator Shades and Mr. Dave Gorman, wishing you all a very happy St. Patrick's Day.
From Star Trek, James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson, yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you. Damn right.
You get particularly scared when you got kids. You get very, very scared very quickly because you want the walls built higher. You don't want crime coming into your home, right? I have a very specific fear about crime in the home because I work nights, right? I'll be, you know, I'm giddy every evening because I work until 11 o'clock at night, whatever, and so the energy level stays up. I don't get to sleep till 4 or 5 in the morning most nights. I'm just generally always up till 4 or 5 in the morning. I'm an owl. Basically, I will be up when the burglar comes. And I know the way I say that makes me sound like my own mother. Oh, I was up when the burglar came. Oh, Jesus, the burglar's here. Go down the shops. We've nothing here. The house is nothing. There's nothing. Go down, get some biscuits for the burglar. Burglar, don't look at the mess. Don't look at the mess. The place is a state. Right. But I had a genuine fear, because I'm going to be in my hall and there's going to be a burglar in the kitchen. I'm going to be behind the hall door, right? Which is one of these doors that has wood to here and then frosted glass to here. And I'm going to know what the... I don't want to face the guy. I want to fight the guy. I want to threaten the man out of the house. I want to scare him out of the house. I don't know how to do a threat. I've never had to do a threat in my life. I have a vague sense that it has to be quite punchy. You can't threaten somebody and let it tail off. You can't go, get out of the house now or I'll do something. I don't know what I'll do, but something will happen. I'll be back, right? That'd be quite punchy. If I'm behind the door and he's in the kitchen, what should I shout? Give me the first initial thing to shout. What? Hands up. Hands up! And then go, wait, why? With what are you threatening me? Oh, bluff, you've called my bluff entirely there. I got nothing at this stage, right? Do you have a gun in the house? No, of course not. So hands up might not be the thing to shout, right?
Hmm? You have a mallet.
You have a mallet. Why do you have a mallet in your house? Oh, you moved house and you had a camping mallet. What burglar's going to... Oh, no, a camping mallet, and you're going to run too. Like what, like Donkey Kong? You're going to run and hit him like that? Like a... How big is the mallet that you have? The head's about that big, but how big is the handle?
About that.
So your sphere of influence is really only that wide. Oh, don't come near me, or I'll... I'll punch you into the ground, right? Hands up, I've got a mallet. I don't think that's going to work as a give me another one, give me another one. What'd you say?
Get the fuck.
Get the fuck. It's more the exasperated tone. Get the fuck. Like it's a wasp. Like you're at a picnic and you're going, get the fuck. The frickin' fuck. Fucking sick of the fucking burglar. Get the fuck. It's good though, and obviously it's culturally very significant here, right? As a thing, right? There was a woman who shouted something out there. What did you shout?
No.
Yippee ki-yay. And I hope that he'll go, oh Jesus, Bruce Willis is here. Hidden somewhere in the vents above me. He's bound to sneak around. What did you see down here? Knock, knock. Just going to confuse the burglar. In my own house, I says to go, knock, knock. And will he automatically go, who's there? Orange. Orange who? No, I'm not doing this fucking joke. Just get out of my house, right? No, what was the line after knock, knock?
He would say knock.
Oh, he would say knock, knock. Say knock knock. Have you missed the point of this game entirely? I'm trying to get the man out of my house. I'm not wanting him to put on a bit of a show, right? Well, while you're here, you can tell me some jokes, burglar. Then you can have the DVD player. Let's start with a few classic knock knocks. Knock knock. I've heard it before. Oh, shite. Why would the burglar go knock knock? How polite are the burglars in your part of the world? Knock, knock, I'm the burglar. Just wanted you to know I'm here. I'm stealing some stuff. Don't let them put it in you. I know you're watching the television. Okay, bye-bye now. Bye-bye, I'm the burglar. Bye-bye, I'm the burglar, right? Fantastic. I'm not sure how much of a deterrent it is, either way, right? See, the key is, once you get past it, you get T-fucks, right? Then you're into thinking, I'm in the hall, what world can I create in the hall to scare the guy away? What world can you create? I was in Cork, and I made the mistake of going, what world will we create behind the door? And a bloke in row 3, with genuine excitement, went, Narnia. As if I should slightly open the door and then throw fake snow into the gap. And they go, you must leave now. The Ice Queen is coming. You must leave now. What would you do behind the door to create the illusion that you've got something with you? What did you say?
Exterminate.
Exterminate. No one has suggested being a Dalek. Behind a door, right? Exterminate. Exterminate. More obvious than that, what did you say? Bark. Bark, of course, like a dog. Yes, you'd have to want to bark like a dog. Let's hear you do, right? Right, I'm the burglar. This is the door. I'm rooting through your stuff. When I hear this, None of the rest of you now. None of the rest of you now. I heard this noise. Nothing scares a burglar more than a tiny dog. A tiny dog released from the handbag he lives in. Go on, go on. You can kick an armadillo. You can kick that fucking dog, guys. There's no difficulty doing that. Right, okay, guys. So you can do a bark thing. You can do a Dalek noise. That guy's quite sweet. Anything else? Go on, one more over here. I'm sorry. My attention is entirely being got by that was the scariest thing I have ever heard in my life. Is it just me, or is that woman going, peek-a-boo? The most frightening thing you could possibly... What kind of fucked-up horror movie? The doll is alive! Peek-a-boo! Crazy, haunted, possessed house does the guy think he's in? Should I put a plate on top of a fishing line and wave it around as well? Peek-a-boo, I've got you. It's a lot scarier than knock-knock, isn't it? Knock-knock seems like a long time ago now, right? We are wrecking the burglar's head at this stage. Why don't we just... Why don't we play Jack-in-the-Box music? Dang, 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 dang. Peek-a-boo. You're mine now. There is one answer, not as creepy and weird as that. There's one answer that always appears in Ireland, interestingly. This is intriguing to me. Always appears in Ireland, and it would 100% work at getting an Irish burglar out of an Irish house. It never gets shouted in the UK. Ever. Has it? What? You're just shouting every fucking... Oh, I'm waiting for a potato to be shouted at this stage. The leftless stuff that's been roared out. What did you say down there? Jesus is watching. I think these days you might be overestimating the power of the Catholic Church. Yes. You said the local priest is watching, that'd be more scary for them than Jesus. No. The killer phrase, and I'd be surprised if it didn't work here, the killer phrase in Ireland, right, that if you want to get an Irish burglar out of your house, you open the door slightly and just shout, I know your mother. No Irish burglar stays in a house. Oh, Jesus, you probably do. And I can't. Listen, they're all brilliant suggestions. You're creepy. They're all brilliant suggestions.
about a fella you might know. Last name Diddley, first name Bo. Got a square guitar and he plays it like a drum. Hold down an E chord all night long. I said, hey, Bo Diddley. I said, hey, Bo Diddley. I said, hey, Bo Diddley. Rock on.
There you go. That was Grania Duffy, and I don't know why. And before that, the one and only Mr. Des Murphy with Bo Diddley. And Des, as I said, looks after a fantastic outing the last Friday of every month in McKenna's Bar in Monaghan Town, and that is the Blues Jam Festival. Every last Friday of every month, and do check it out. Mr. Des Murphy, take a bow, sir. He does wonders for music in around Monaghan Town. Anyway, coming toward the end of the show of our St. Patrick's Week show, even though we mightn't have the parades knocking around, we certainly will have, we'll still enjoy St. Patrick's Day. And what I've got for you now is, we can't have St. Patrick's Day without this particular track. And I told you I'm going to finish with the Almond Betts Band, but I'm going to give you this track just before that too. Anyway, have a listen.
Ciao. this chamber. But here I am in prison. Here I am with a ball and chain, yeah. Much a ring, dumb a do, dumb a da. Wait for my daddy, oh. Wait for my daddy, oh. There's whiskey in the jar.
There you go, Thin Lizzy and the Whiskey in the Jar. I'm sure we couldn't have a St. Patrick's show without Whiskey in the Jar by Thin Lizzy. And there you go, especially for anyone that enjoys Thin Lizzy and enjoys St. Patrick's Day. Now, as I said, I'm going to finish off with the Allman Betts Band. And next week I'm doing a show involved with all the Southern Rock. So if you want to get in contact with me, do it so at guitarstony1969@gmail.com. you can also get me at leanbrookshow.com, Facebook Leanbrookshow, Spotify, Castbox, Instagram, and all the places. They're also places that you can avoid me as well. Do check it out, and hope you enjoy your St. Patrick's, and wherever you are in this world, Tá Lán Le Fáric to you. And I'm going to leave you with the Allman Betts Band, Shining. Till next week, Liam Burke signing off on the Liam Burke Show. Take it easy. Bye bye.
I've been good. How was your break?
Oh, so good. Hung out with a kid. And cool. Went to some ball games, made up some food in the backyard. It was relaxing. What about, what did y'all end up doing?
Man, I took Lisa over to Hawaii.
Whoa.
Yeah, I popped the question.
No.
I did.
What'd she say?
She said yes.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you,
I'm
man.
I'm happy for you, buddy.
Cool.
We got a jam. It's been too long.
Let's play, man.
Let's do it.
So when the verse kicks in, we want to be nice and solid in the groove there, just kind of settle in until the Dwayne starts singing. Then, you know, we just kind of keep our eyes on where they're going, and just keep an eye when that bridge comes around again.
What's up on that the bridge? You playing an F major 7 or just,
down to the
just playing a straight F?
Gentlemen!
Hey!
Hey guys!
Hey.
Band party?
Yeah, boys.
Let's play, man.
Yeah.
You guys have a good break?
Excellent.
Yeah. It's jammed.